Have you guys ever used CapCut, actually, since it's the same company?
That's a great question. Actually, yeah, I've definitely used CapCut for some quick video edits.
Yeah, me too. It's super handy for social media content, right?
Exactly. It's got a really intuitive interface and a ton of cool features.
It's interesting to see how.
Oh, back to our listener. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to dig in a little deeper to that. In what role did you use CapCut? What job was that?
Oh, sure thing. Well, for me, I use CapCut mostly for editing together some behind-the-scenes footage for my own social media.
Yeah, and for me, I find it super useful to quickly put together short video explainers for a recent project I'm working on.
Yeah, it's just so quick and easy. So anyway, getting back to.
Oh, yeah,
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another Daily Digest episode today. Pretty light on the AI news as far as marketing goes, but there are some updates and some stories coming out of three of the tools that we've covered on the show before. And so therefore, hopefully three of the tools that are in your AI toolbox. The first is a new AI app, and new is in quotations here because I'm trying to be clever and smart. And this is actually just Grok, XAI, but it has broken free, as Rowan Chang at the rundown.ai put it, from the X interface. So you no longer have to be on Twitter or X to access the Grok LLM. So if that has been a barrier for any of you listeners out there trying to use Grok and experiment with it using your prompts that you test, that you use for your marketing activities with either Claude or ChatGPT or Gemini or whatever model you've been using, now you can, in fact, access the Grok AI platform, not only without an X account, but without paying as well. There is a free tier to the model. It is currently only available as an iOS app, so that may well be a barrier for some of you if you are looking to test it out and you don't have an Apple device. But it just got a whole lot more accessible and took a huge step towards being a real competitor to ChatGPT and Claude, not just in performance and potential performance, but now in user experience as well and user access. So for some of you, you may very well now have a new AI model to test and play with this weekend. So you're welcome. Or I suppose you could probably thank the XAI team before you thanked me. But hey, I'll take your gratitude. Okay, next. The next update we're going to talk about is this recent bit of news from OpenAI and ChatGPT in particular. And again, this is referenced in today's rundown.ai newsletter, and it's covered in a Twitter thread or an X thread that is shared in the show notes by Tibor Blaho. Apologies, as always, if my pronunciation is incorrect. And it specifically mentions three new ChatGPT features, really one new feature with three elements to it, however you want to describe them, within the ChatGPT tool. And these are called custom instructions. So we're going to hop over into ChatGPT right now and get a look at this. But essentially, it allows you to provide the model with very specific context about you and how you use the tool, how you go about your workflows within the tool, all of these things. And we'll take a look at it in just a second. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen now. So if you are watching along, you should be seeing the ChatGPT interface. So if you go right up here to your little account icon, you will see an option for customize ChatGPT. When you first click that, it's going to give you a little pop-up window with some news about the feature. But interestingly, what I'm seeing here, and again, if you're watching along, you can kind of see we have an option for these custom instructions. We'll detail them in a moment, but I'm not seeing the same options that were in this X post that are in the show notes. So there might be a little bit of a different version of these questions or this customization. Maybe it's depending on the tier that you have for X. I'm wondering exactly why. The reason is maybe it's already been changed since it was deployed. So again, just a little bit of ambiguity there. Let me know what options you guys are seeing when you try to customize your instructions. Again, if you're watching along on video now, you can see that we have three different options within these instructions to customize. The first one is what you would like ChatGPT to know about you to provide better responses. And they'd give you a few thought starters, as they call them. One is, where are you based? What do you do for work? What are your hobbies and interests? What subjects can you talk about for hours? What are some goals you have? And they give you 1,500 characters to describe that. The next one is, how would you like ChatGPT to respond? And here we have more thought starters, like how formal or casual should ChatGPT be for you? How long or short should the responses generally be? How do you want to be addressed by ChatGPT? Should ChatGPT form opinions, or should it remain neutral on topics? So definitely some really interesting switches and knobs to kind of toy with and play with the model here. And then lastly, down at the bottom of the window here is the capabilities that you want your chat to have while you're working with it. So do you want it to have the web search function? Do you want it to be able to generate images with DALL-E? Should it have the coding capability? Should it have the canvas that allows you to interact with different elements that you've created with chat? So personally, I think this is a really cool feature, and I'm excited to kind of see how it affects the results of ChatGPT. I'm definitely going to take some time here this evening or this weekend to fill this out. And if you are a ChatGPT user, or certainly a power user, you maybe have already seen this and tested it, but certainly give it a go and see if it increases the relevance or the quality of your generations. Okay, then last but not least, we're going to talk about Notebook LM for what must be the third or fourth time now on the podcast. It's just as viral on the AI Marketing Navigator podcast as it is on the rest of the internet and with the rest of the tech community. And it's certainly matured and developed a lot, actually. I'm going to continue sharing my screen here, so you're now looking at that interface. But as far as that interface goes, the user experience goes, it's, again, changed a lot since we tested it out in the very early days of the show. And I really like the look and feel. And it occurred to me that if you could share these audio overviews outside of your organization, they would very quickly become a really cool piece of content, whether it's a lead generator or a social piece. If you could extend that collaborative and trackable nature, again, outside to other Google users and other people on social or other followers or prospects or customers, I think that would be incredibly powerful. But unfortunately, it does look like you can only share within your organization at this time. So still some pretty cool internal use cases. But if you could have all these features in a publicly shareable format, and then maybe even the interactive mode, which is in beta here, and we're going to test that out too in just a second here, where your prospects or the people that you share this with could actually hop into the conversation and maybe learn from the context of the sources that you've uploaded. Just really fascinating to me. So I wonder if someday in the future you'll be able to share these publicly. And if that day ever comes, I certainly think it would be a very, very intriguing piece of content for any content marketers out there. So again, if you were watching along on video, you are now seeing the Notebook LM interface. And if you recall what it used to look like, way back in the day, it is quite a bit different now. I do have the dark theme turned on. If you've seen any of my other videos before, you've likely noticed that that's my preferred theme. Just for fun, let me know in the comments, dark or light theme, everybody. But I just pulled in the transcript from our episode the other day about Dreamina, the new AI image generator that we talked about strictly for businesses. Well, not strictly, but very specifically for businesses. And I've gone ahead and generated our audio overview. If you haven't seen the tool before, just a quick little tour here. On the left, you can add your sources that are going to provide your hosts with the context and the information for the audio overview. The center is a chat where you can chat with a notebook with Gemini about the content. There's collaborative nature about the chat as well with the internal people that you share this with. You have an option here to add notes or briefing documents or audio overviews to the chat as well, or you can just have a traditional conversational AI chat with the notebook as well. And then lastly, over here on the right, you have their quote unquote studio, and this is where you have your generated audio overview. You can again add things to the show, a note, a study guide, a timeline, or excuse me, you can generate those things based off the show. But most importantly, we have this interactive mode right here, which is in beta, and this is what we're going to try out today. And when you click on that, you get your studio has now gone over into an audio overview, and we have our two hosts. You have the play button and the restart button, but we have this join button right here, and we're going to go ahead and test this on the fly and see how our multi-host panel episode of the AI Marketing Navigator goes. So I'm going to go ahead and join, and we'll see how the conversation goes. Hey, thanks for letting me join the show, guys.
Hey, no problem at all. We're so glad you're here with us.
Yeah, it's great to have you listening in. We hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
So we were just getting into this new AI image generator called Dreamina.
Yeah, and it's created by the team behind CapCut, which is a popular video editing app.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's made by ByteDance, the same folks behind TikTok.
CapCut? Okay, so there we have our first lesson of the tool. So this looks to be a little bit of a limitation to the natural kind of back and forth flow of a conversation that would typically happen. And I know that other voice models like the advanced voice mode and ChatGPT has gotten really good at the interruptions, and other ones have as well. So I wonder if that's in the workings for Google also, or excuse me, Notebook LM. But let's go ahead and try to interrupt again if we can on our show here. Have you guys ever used CapCut actually, since it's the same company?
That's a great question. Actually, yeah, I've definitely used CapCut for some quick video edits.
Yeah, me too. It's super handy for social media content, right?
Exactly. It's got a really intuitive interface and a ton of cool features.
It's interesting to see how...
Oh, back to our listener. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to dig in a little deeper to that. In what role did you use CapCut? What job was that?
Oh, sure thing. Well, for me, I use CapCut mostly for editing together some behind-the-scenes footage for my own social media.
Yeah, and for me, I find it super useful to quickly put together short video explainers for a recent project I'm working on.
Yeah, it's just so quick and easy. So anyway, getting back to...
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Were you working at a specific company when you were doing that work? What company did you work at?
That's a really good question. I'm actually just doing that kind of work for myself.
Yeah, me too. We're both independent creators, so we use these tools for our own content.
So we are the company. It's just us.
Yeah, exactly. We are our own bosses here.
So to get back to Dramina, it is pretty wild.
Okay, so there you go. That was better. Once you learn that you do have to, in fact, press the join button whenever you want to get into the conversation, which makes sense. And I was trying to kind of push the model to see just how much it would hallucinate, just how much it would make up information about itself. But apparently our hosts are freelancers, probably like many of us out there, or many of you out there listening to this show. So we have that in common with our AI co-hosts. Okay, so let me know what you guys thought of our interactive podcast. Again, just found this very interesting, wanted to include it in the show today. We had talked about Notebook LM several times before and kind of just had the interesting thought about this being a publicly shareable piece of content in the future and how cool that would be. So I wanted to mention that as well today. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.